Elizabeth Warren on shutdown, whole world saw Trump can't even keep the wheels moving. By Pam Key on January 28, 2019. Monday on MSNBC's The Last Word, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, said the recent government shutdown showed that President Donald Trump couldn't even keep the wheels on enough to keep this thing moving forward. Partial transcript as follows. O'Donnell, over the weekend your Republican Senate colleagues sent the message to the White House there will be over 70 votes the next time Chuck Schumer tries to bring up the bill that Nancy Pelosi sent over. The Republicans apparently were going to stampede in favor of it. They were going to reopen the government if the president didn't. Warren, well, all I can say is I sure hope so because that is our responsibility is to keep the government open and functioning. Keep people who are working, paid for their work. And to keep people able to do their jobs and getting paid for that as well. And the same for federal contractors and the same for all the people who, you know, run the food trucks and the restaurants outside where federal work is going on. It really is the case. This is an injury. You know, it's the classic shooting yourself in the foot. And part of the cost, yes, it's economic, yes, it's what it does to federal workers. It's also what it does to faith in government, here at home and around the world. The whole rest of the world watched and said you can't keep your act together any better than that. To the President of the United States of America. You can't even keep the wheels on enough to keep this thing moving forward? So I really hope that it's just more bluster when he says that he may shut it down again in 3 weeks. I don't know. But I know this, the American people, Democrats, Republicans, and independents do not want our federal workers shut out of their jobs. And they do not want to force them to show up to work and not get paid. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.